listen to God. And if you've never got on your knees for an hour straight alone and just don't ask God for anything, just say, touch me. I want to know you. Tell me your will. Thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And I've told the crew about this. And I have done it a couple times for my wife and a few times for my children. But I only do it when the Spirit tells me to. And I just have to clear my mind, and then I'm given the answer. And this happens in a lot of things in a lot of ways. But when God chooses to do it, and if you'll notice, I've done this other times here and there on the air. I go ahead and say it, and then I'm never wrong. Sometimes I can interpret it a little bit off, but just a little bit. So last night, I literally, just like other people described it, you feel a demonic presence, like your skin crawls, back of your hair on your neck stands up. You feel the angel, which is always there. It's like a warm feeling right behind you. And then I'm like, it's always there, but God's like saying through the intercessor, okay, I want you to pay attention. And then when I've not been listening to God because I'm so busy or distracted or get back to thinking I can do it myself subconsciously, God will. I told you about this 6 months ago. We got to find the club. And I just share it so you know how real God is, even though I got to attack for it. And this usually happens like every few months. It's been happening since I was a little kid. And I know what it was at first, but I'll wake up, or I'll be outside watering plants or something and haven't looked at the clock, in hours. And it's like a direction goes, go in the house and look at the clock. It's going to be this time. And it's always right. And then I go, what is this? Why am I being told this? Because you're not listening. And if I can show you that, this is important. I'm getting your attention that I'm here. So it's kind of like in Interstellar. In fact, it's not kind of like that. That's what it is. And, God's been telling me to be more open about this and just to get your attention. And so last night, I feel the warmth. And I just sit back while Owen's in the studio talking. I'm listening. I go, okay, what am I supposed to do? Ask Owen to predict what time Trump will come out and declare victory to the minute. And I'm like, okay. And I don't even think about what the next thing is. And I go, Owen, if you're saying he needs to come out, when do you think he will? And Owen's like, I'm not sure. And then I just go, well, let me, and you watch it on here. I'll put the clip and come back. I go, I didn't say up four or five numbers. I said 1:27, he will come on the stage and speak at 1:27. And then I was like, and they were talking as it was going on. And I was getting more. I was like, Eastern Central? And then we kind of went on to the next thing. And then, of course, to the second he did that. Now, I just showed you what I've told you about a lot of other times. But that wasn't just at the time knowing the time. That was into the future. Only that could have been done if it was fake, as I talked to Trump, we did that. That's not what happened. You see? This is real. And of course, I blew Tucker away to his face doing things like that. We'll be right back.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago, when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that Dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexshowstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of
hoodies and t-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So the crew or an archivist of the public can find it. I'm just asking for this now because it would be important to show people this. It was about, as I talked about it right after it happened, it was about 5-6 months ago. And four times in 1 week, I was awakened in the middle of the night by the Holy Spirit and sat up, turned the light on, feet on the floor, sitting in the bed in my underwear. And I'm like, I mean, I don't just wake up for no reason. I feel it. I'm like, okay. And it's go to the bathroom. It's going to be 4 a.m. And there's, again, a little portable alarm clock I like that I keep in the dresser. I don't usually need an alarm clock. I wake up at like 5:30 always. But it's there sometimes if I stay up really late working and I turn it on. But there's no clock in there. I don't like ticking and noises and lights. And I get up and I walk into the bathroom to my sink and I like to turn the phone off when I'm in the house around the family, because it is a surveillance device and it's my privacy. And so I get up, sit there for a second, walk, and it's like, hurry up, turn it on. And so I turn the phone on. This is just this was the fourth time that week, but this was down to the second, and I'm sitting there peeing. It's like, you know, get up counter. Sitting there going, and I'm kind of taking it for granted at this point. I know God's going to be right. I'm like, this is crazy. And of course, I try to be able to observe this. I'm not going to believe it. Phone boots up, and it's 400. And then God goes, and you're thinking that this is crazy, even though I've shown you four times this week. This is the fourth time, and it's 4 a.m. And God goes, it's now 14 seconds to countdown 14. If it's instant, you know. Count and count properly, which is in one message, you know, 14 seconds, count properly, counts, you know, 14, 13, and I'm saying out loud, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 401, and I was done pissing. That's an exact true story. So, holding my, you know what, with my left hand, holding the phone in my right hand, God talking to me, just what's going on. And I'm just like, I know, thank you. What do I do? What? Because the message is, you're not listening. So I go get some coffee, sit down, everybody's asleep. It's like 4:10 in the morning. I'm sitting at the kitchen breakfast table in my underwear. And I go, what is it I'm not doing right? Well, they're going to try to shoot Trump. You got to get on the air and say that. They're going to try to declare martial law. They're going to try to use a surface-to-air missile. He's got to get off the golf course. And then you can find that show. I just remember this today. I mean, I remember the story, but I remember the details now. And then this is on air. And then I go on the air that day, tell the story, and then say, God's worried they're going to blow up his, or telling me they're going to blow up his plane, bomb inside, disguise as a battery, in a computer or phone, service to air missile, kill him on the golf course. He needs to stop having big rallies. And you can say, well, God protected him at the rally. Well, I mean, God's, you know, works through us in free will. God could do it himself, obviously, but God wants us to do it. So that's God kind of putting his finger on the scale. And so then I'm just like, I told that story back then, and it's happened some since then, infrequently, because I'm listening. That's just God showing me. And then last night I'm sitting here, and God goes, all right, tell him the time he's going to walk on the stage. And I just go, okay. And everybody's talking to me. I literally, you see me on air, I go, okay, yes, sir, 127. Okay. And I should have said time zone, literally. And it's there. It's wild. I mean, that's how real this is, folks. And you have these abilities as well. And the globalists know that. But you have to open up to it. And then you can't deny that I told that story, said what they were doing to Trump. They tried it. After I tell the story that God's telling me this, and then it happens. And then now I do it live on TV for you. So it's not just me claiming I went and did this. I'm telling you. And I tell that fourth time that week because it didn't just click that it was the fourth time. And it was 4 o'clock. It's just God showing you over and over and over and over again. Listen to me. So we got all this incredible news and all this incredible information, but I'm sitting there with Tucker Carlson at his dinner table. And it's a private story. If Tucker ever wants to tell it, he can. And God tells me, Tucker, so did this happen to you? Did anybody try to lay hands on you or something? Not Christian, ask you to go in a room with them? Oh, let me guess. It was like a throw in the middle of it. And when they laid their hands on you, did it send a serious sexual energy through you? And he goes, he totally freaked out. He goes, yeah, that's exactly. How the hell do you know this? And I said, no, it's not me. God wants you to know that. That's why he says I'm the most extraordinary person he ever met. I mean, God told me, show Tucker Carlson how real God is through me. Because he needs to know that. He already knew, but now you see where he's at. All the way, fully committed, on fire. So the Lord works in mysterious ways, but this goes on. And I told you over a year ago, I know prominent people, not just him, that didn't believe in God, but were doing good work, but they weren't protected by Jesus because they had to ask God to protect them and the Holy Spirit of their heart. And they'll be sitting there in their bedroom, wake up, and a black shape comes and attacks them and just scratches their back, their arms, their face. Sometimes there's a that noise. And it's happening more and more. And let me tell you, they get Jesus real fast. And you say in the name of Jesus, be gone. Can't even attack you. And it's real. You call it a space alien, whatever it is, okay? It's real. All right? So, and just like the Bible says, every culture also says, there's the big guy that made it all, and then he's got entities that work for him. Those are the angels. Those are the good guys. And then there's the bad guys, like everything else in the universe. I really want to be with the good guys. God gave us all this consciousness, all this beauty, all this success, all this incredible adventure and free will. And the devil just wants to destroy it all. So why would you want to serve the thing that hates you? I mean, I know there's a thrill. I've unintentionally dabbled in evil. I have been in the deep end without knowing it. Got tempted by, the way the real bad guy does it. So I've talked to the experts. And that's a story for another day. But I've met the devil at the crossroads and didn't make the deal. But it didn't mean that some of the devil didn't rub off on me. But that was God as well. Because you look at a lot of people that God rises up against the devil have unintentionally been running with the devil. And I've been running with the devil. And I can tell you the devil's real in the pale moonlight. And I can tell you right now, you better choose God. You don't want to be with the devil. So that's why the globalists hate me so much, is they look at me and they go, he looks good and he puts off the energy of the guy we hate, but we also kind of looks like the boss. What is that? And I've talked about this phenomenon. Trump flickers with Holy Ghost energy, and then you'll see a little devil there. But see, our spirits are reflective light, but like a glowing mirror, but multidimensioned. And so all of us stare into the abyss. We become part of the abyss. And so the residence of these Satanists is so low and they're so weak that when they see someone who's a powerful spiritual entity, they are very lustful for it. And they don't have the power that Trump has. They don't have the power that I have. And they don't like the power you have. A husband and wife, the power of your children, the power of what we can do together. And God is where the power comes from. The devil is just a facsimile twisted of it with pride and the exhilaration of domination. And it's not even in the same universe as God's power. God's power is total completion, absolute purity. And I'm just sad for people that have been turned totally over to Satan, because they think the power that they access, which I have accessed, is the power. And I can tell the Satanist, I've accessed satanic powers you couldn't even imagine by the time I was like 13 years old. You don't know anything about it. You're fools, you're slaves. And I'm telling you, I've seen what the devil has to offer, and it's nothing. You understand? They know it's true. So, here is the little prediction last night. I am projecting, which is about a 95% prediction, I am predicting that at 1:27, Trump comes out on the stage. 1:27. And then, like Job, have it all given. Another headset just went out. Give me another chart. Yeah, this one's out. Guys, bring me another one. Trump's out on stage. We'll come back to Owen in a moment. Let's go to this live feed right now. Here it is. History happening right now. Support us so we can defend Trump during all that's coming, all that's going on. You need us in the fight for Trump. I want to stay in the fight. I'm asking for your support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. DrJonesNaturals.com. Go to President Trump live right now. I love how my headset went out right when he went up. Here it is. And they had the atomic clock in there when he said, thank you. There was 2 seconds left in the atomic clock, 1:27, in the time zone he was in. That's the power of God. And the ethereal is just the energy forces of the universe and all the dimensions bleeding together. It's just the power cables. And so people that don't get in alignment with God, they think the wiring is the power. They think the world is the power. They think the devil is the power. And that's just one potential conduit through which the energy comes through. But when you get your power from the devil, it is a twisted, distorted, toxic, interdimensional reversal of God's power. And it cannot build, It can only destroy. It is not regenerative. So there are some of the big secrets of the universe. And if God keeps telling me to do, I mean, I guess if I get the order, I'll do it again. I mean, well, give me any, just tell me. God, I mean, you want me to do, God wants me to do it 50 times a day for you, I'll do it. I mean, God's like, how much has God got to show you? But God wanted me to work on Tucker Carlson. I mean, I'm just sitting up here one day and I go, he will be fired within 1 month, 29 days later fired. Tucker calls him and goes, did they tell you? How'd you know? And I just said, God told me to say it. The night of the shooting in Vegas, it was the Sunday show, the last 10 seconds. We can find that. And I just said, randomly, I don't remember saying it. And they'll probably shoot up a major music concert at 10 o'clock at night tonight. And then the next day, the FBI hostage rescue team through an individual I know here locally comes to my house about 7:30. I'm drinking coffee, about to leave. Comes in. He goes, this is such and such on the phone here. And I know this other guy. He goes, my buddy from the Army. He's on the hostage rescue team. Look, they don't think you're involved, but can you just tell? I said, sure. I said, I'll tell you. Do you remember what you did last night? And I said, no, on your show. And I said, no. Well, you know about what just went on. And I said, yeah. And they said, you don't know? You said there'd be a shooting at a music concert at 10 o'clock at night? Just at the end of your show? And I went, I didn't remember that. And sure as hell, I went back and we can go dig it up. And I just, what the hell is that? Excuse me, Lord. I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. You know what I mean? It's just, oh my God. So, I mean, look, I just feel like you guys need to know this. You need to understand how the universe really works. And the FBI guy goes, yeah, that's what we figured. Well, if you ever want to work for us, we'll offer you a lot of money to do that. And I said, I don't control it. It's not me. And he goes, yeah, that's what we figured. Yeah, we understand. Because you don't think they don't look into all that stuff? You don't think they don't see stuff? You don't think the famous detectives in history just to happen to know where everything is and do all that stuff? You think they just, they think it just magic? You know, they know. Because this is a real thing, people. So I'm going to move on from this. And I've got all these clips now, and Owen's got the latest on the disputed elections. It's epic. It's huge. It's historic. It's massive. But now it makes winning the war even more important because I don't want to win this battle and then lose the war. The stakes are even higher now. It's incredible. I don't blame people celebrating. You deserve it. I think you should go to the alexjonesstore.com and get, I think, the best Trump gear out there. And you support free speech. You put it in the face of the bad guys. You exercise your freedom that they're not bullying you. You normalize loving America again. It's a very important action, and it keeps us on the air, and it's there, and I need money to keep the fight up. I just realized I haven't been praying for rich people to come help us. I don't really ever even do that. God's like, well, maybe you should ask rich people. Maybe that's the answer. I just, usually some strings come with it. That's why I've never gotten big funding or anything. But if somebody wants to make another Bitcoin donation, we sure need it. Go to alexjones.live, alexjones.live. It's got the donation pages and all the shopping carts all listed on one page at alexjones.live. But I'm going to stop there. Yeah, exercise your free speech. And together we can do a lot. All right, let's start going to the clips. These are all so important. I don't even know which one to go to first. This is that little demon Wallace. Let's play both Wallace clips here back to back. Here is Wallace. This is not just his party. This is his country. And then he goes on to elaborate on that. We'll get back to Wallace later, but let's play the first one. Here's Wallace.
And, you know, this is his party. This is the, well, these voters.
Not just his party.
Him. What?
It's not just his party now, and that.
No, it's his country.
I mean, we have to be careful. We haven't called it yet, but Pennsylvania makes it extremely tough for Kamala Harris, and that's one of the things. I mean, the Trump side.
I mean, these people are all just mercenaries that are dumb enough to think working with the establishment when it's imploding is a smart move. I mean, don't work with them because they're evil, even if they could give you all the money in the world. Again, if somebody gave you $1 billion, would you give them your eyeballs? No. Your soul? I mean, it's just, it's stupid. Here is clip three, Jake Tapper and Anderson Cooper. This is the greatest comeback in history. And finally, for once, CNN is telling the truth. There it is.
And Anderson, it is hard to think of a political comeback that is actually more significant than this one. I'm tempted to say Richard Nixon, but that really falls short of what Donald Trump has achieved.
Yeah, I mean, winning not just the electoral the electoral votes, but the popular vote as well.
Yeah, you guys aren't just on a sinking ship. You're bad. Your people control you with pedophilia and other illegal crap and sick stuff. And all your BS and all your theft didn't work. And now you know your bosses are going to try to get you to go along with a civil war. And now you want to start a fight with people that are way more numerous and motivated than you. And you're trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. Let's go pick the most dangerous nuclear power and let's just get a fight going with them. That always works out well. You're crazy. You're absolutely crazy. And I'm telling you, as long as we trust God and keep fighting, God is going to give us the discernment to lead God and direct us. And God is going to turn on the gifts and turn up the gifts that he's given all of us that are fighting evil. I mean, quite frankly, my abilities as the evil intensifies just get stronger exponentially. And I know you're seeing it within your own lives. So they can't win in the end unless they convince us to surrender, which is not going to happen. We've got some even crazier ones here. And I've got another clip here where they're saying that the deep state's going to come after Trump and don't worry, they're going to stop him. I mean, this is just wild. So we know what they're going to do. And the key is stop being naive and going, oh, that's not really that bad. No. They're as bad as you can imagine. Yeah, there's Chris Hayes. Oh, don't worry. The deep state will crush him. Well, you know, the CIA will deal with this rabble of scum immediately. God sees him. Well, how dare you stand against our royal power?
I'm here to tell you, brother, Donald Trump's going to save this country and nothing's going to stop it.
Well, I've only lost 30-something pounds, 33, 40 pounds. I'm going down another 20 or 30, so I'll actually be in shape soon. I'm still not in shape.
Yeah. How are you, Alex, how are you doing that? Don't tell me eating right. I'm not going to buy that.
Well, I mean, I'm not taking Ozempic, if that's what you ask. I'm working.
Oh, no.
Nick
is a big Ozempic fan.
I did it all. From the AlexJonesStore.com with Ultimate Sea Moss, the ultimate seafood. That's why, right here. This is the Ozempic of vitamins, the superfood.
Of the ocean. The Ozempic of the sea. Yes.
As it's the called. Ozempic of the sea. It's got the best iodine and all these weird minerals and vitamins that are only in the sea moss. And I am doing a plug here because, you know, we could be shut down.
I'm
next
gonna get it.
InfoWars is up for sale next Tuesday, forced by the court. But we'll continue on the air one way or another, working with great folks. Mike in Florida. Mike, you're on the air.
But with respect, Alex, to what you're talking about funding the operation, just funding wars in general, I got a question for the audience. Yeah, you, the audience member that's never donated or spent a dime at the store. What if the New World Order succeeded because you weren't willing to put up $50? What if the New World Order succeeds because you weren't willing to put up a $20 donation. Would you be able to live with yourself? Because I can tell you, as an 18-year listener, Alex, I probably spend about $1,000 a year at the store right now. And anytime you ever release something, I'll just buy it just because, and maybe I'll give it away as a gift or whatever. But to the people that are not funding this, are you aware, because you live in a capitalistic society, just every time that you purchase something, that you're giving credibility to whatever that is? So instead of going to Amazon, why don't you just go to the Alex Jones store? Why don't you just get supplements? Why don't you just get t-shirts? What's the issue with that? So ask yourself the question, are you going to let $50 stand in the way between you and the New World Order?
The globalist master plan, the key to all their power, they admit, is the global social credit score, where they track everything you buy, tell you what you can buy, and then use that for total control. So they already know that the real voting power is in what you buy, what you promote, what you support. And that's what I'm saying is, in this war, imagine if we'd have kept Trump in, inflation would have been much lower, and everybody would have saved tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. So people lose money by not backing good political candidates, not supporting good companies, not backing groups and organizations that tell the truth. That sabotages the entire globalist operation. So you hit the nail on the head. Thank you so much for the call, Mike. They wouldn't be trying to shut us down if they were so powerful, if things were hopeless. It's that simple. Take action. Action defeats tyranny. Keep the tip of the spear on air. Energize me now, and I swear to you to give you 110%.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone and General Flynn are coming up in the fourth hour and a lot more. The Owen Schroyer is going to have a jam-packed broadcast 3 to 6 p.m. today. Now, despite the fact that I basically haven't slept in 3 days, I slept 2 hours last night, about an hour and a half the night before, about an hour the night before. I'm going to continue on because this is too historic and the audience is too huge right now with too many new listeners who have never heard this information before. Now, I've been talking big picture and what we need to do. Protect Trump. Know they're coming with riots and civil unrest. That's confirmed. All sorts of false flags. Be aware of that. Be exposing it beforehand. Get in their face. Discredit it immediately when they pull it. Make sure his administration gets full of patriots. And then we got to prosecute the globalists because they're going to continue committing their crimes. We don't. And case in point, it's not policy of the Justice Department. It's federal law that criminal prosecutions of the president have to be dropped because the other sectors of government, the other branches, legislative and judicial, would become dictators and remove the executive anytime they want it. The check on the president is impeachment or not being reelected. So there are checks. He can't just do whatever he wants. And there's that, but now the feds have dropped, or have announced they're dropping the federal cases against Trump, but Letitia James came out, literally ran, funded by George Soros, literally is a fellow of his group, works for him, on putting Trump in prison. She is vowing to bring more state charges because Trump can pardon himself from the other conviction. So we'll unpack all of that after Owen gives us a very important breakdown on the ongoing races that are so critical, because in 2018, 2020, 2022. Remember, the Republicans had 4 or 5 each time extra seats in the House. And it looked like they were winning. And then they'd lose seats in the next week or so in these races when no one was watching. Then the feds would go and indict a bunch of others to get rid of the Republican majority. They'd threaten and blackmail others to resign. So we need a bigger majority in the House. So that is a big deal. So with numbers on the Senate, numbers on the House, of course, in case you missed it, final numbers on Trump. Harris has said at 3 p.m. Central, Owen will carry it live when the war room starts in an hour and 25 minutes. Her concession speech, so good for her. Hillary never gave one. But and she was supposed to give one last night, so she still cut and run. But I guess they've explained to her that it's just, you know, too embarrassing if she puts her tail between her legs. So they're going to give her, I guess, a teleprompter, and she's going to waddle out there. But the big issue is we were watching. We had the poll watchers. We had the lawyers. Trump did a good job. You supported Trump. You did a good job. Took a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions. Just on an election. It was over almost $200 million election integrity. Takes money to win a war. They did a pretty good job. A lot of the fraud got caught. It mitigated it, and we won. And the trucks, that's a whole other story. We have videos from James O'Keefe and a bunch of others in Georgia, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, while they were holding off announcing them at midnight and everything, huge trucks pulling up full of ballots, and people just went, oh. And people from California, license plates, you know, walking in with the reinforcements. But then the bosses went, no, they got lawyers in here. We can't kick everybody out like last time and cover up the windows. Dog don't hunt. It's like, we're here. We got the ballots. And of course, these are just couriers. It's all compartmentalized. It's like, hey, just carry these ballots in here. Here you go. So day late and a dollar short for them, but don't think they're not going to strike back. We've got Owen here, who did, again, the incredible crew, everybody. Amazing job last night. Thanks to the listeners for supporting us. We can have amazing crew like this. We could be shut down in 5 days. Just don't forget that. Owen Schroyer, give us the latest.
Well, Alex, we've already seen what looked like 2 Senate seats that were going to go red last night flip to blue overnight. We're witnessing this in real time. In fact, they've already declared Wisconsin for Tammy Baldwin, the incumbent. Looks like she's going to finish with about a 30,000 vote victory there. Last night, as soon as Trump took the lead there, Hovde was ahead all night. And then we wake up this morning, Tammy Baldwin has the lead. Based off of the numbers, it's these margins are so thin all over Wisconsin, but it looks like most of her votes were picked up in North Wisconsin and South Wisconsin, and it looks like there was a lot of crossover there. Baldwin, perhaps with the incumbency power, was able to get some Trump voters, and she basically even campaigned as kind of friendly to Donald Trump, probably seeing where the cookie was going to crumble in that race. So Baldwin overcomes Hovde's lead from last night, and they have declared her the winner. And then if we look over here at Michigan, this one is ongoing, but overnight, Slotkin has overcome the lead that Rogers got last night as soon as Trump took the lead and then ultimately was able to win the state. But again, these numbers are so thin. I mean, we're talking about maybe a couple hundred people, maybe 1,000 in some of these other districts that voted for Trump and then voted for Slotkin. You know, try to work your mind around why that might have been. Maybe these were women voters. I don't know. But it wasn't really a situation where it was Detroit that put Slotkin over the ledge for this race. Her numbers for Harris and Slotkin, virtually the same. So these are just tiny margins in these counties of a couple hundred votes per counties of Trump voters that apparently voted for the Democrat Slotkin. But this flipped overnight. So looks like the Democrats are going to maintain that seat. If we zoom back out, and this is, now this is getting sketchy in Pennsylvania too. McCormick is still ahead, by more than 30,000 votes with 97% in, but they're saying too close to call. You know, this is one we might want to watch. As we know, they said they still had 50,000 ballots that they arrived last night, and there's going to be another 40,000 that arrives today. And so if this thing flips and Casey defeats McCormick, probably those bonus ballots, Alex. But the good news is, as you said, and we've heard from multiple Republicans today, they do have lawyers on the scene. They are monitoring the scene here. I hope that they continue to monitor and Project Veritas continues to videotape because we need to watch out for this, because this is, even though the Republicans do already have the majority in the Senate, it'd be nice to have 53 instead of 52. So if we zoom back out here, we'll take a look at the map. Flipped West Virginia, flipped Ohio, should flip Pennsylvania. We'll see if they play any shenanigans in the final moments here at the buzzer for the Democrats. Had Wisconsin and Michigan flipped last night, now it flipped to Democrats this morning. Montana was your highest odds for a flip. Shahey wins with a pretty good majority there. Now, again, Nevada is tight. I mean, this deal is neck and neck. We're talking about 1,000 votes right now, Brown versus Rosen. This would be a huge, huge victory for Republicans to flip that seat.
But the problem is the Supreme Court there ruled last Monday that, what did they rule? That they can count unpostmarked ballots for 3 days after, meaning they can make up whatever they need.
Well, certainly the case, and so we'll monitor what happens in Nevada, but that would be huge to flip that seat and beat that incumbent. You know, that's another interesting thing here. The incumbency power saved the Democrats in Wisconsin and Michigan, but maybe not in Nevada. But we're continuing to watch this, Alex. This one is tight. The truth is the Democrats just didn't get the numbers in Nevada. Trump did very well in Nevada, even the blue areas. When you look at these blue areas, the splits here for Democrats, not that good. Not that good. Not even getting a majority of the vote in Clark County. I think they might have had it in Washoe. No, couldn't even get it in Washoe either. So, I mean, these are, but this thing's coming right down to the line. These splits were tight across the state. Now, the last one to look at here is Arizona. Now, Carrie Lake has been down in Arizona since the beginning. Her numbers have not been good. In fact, guys, let's zoom out to the big board first just to look at the broader numbers here. So Gallego, now Lake has kind of closed the gap, but yet still behind by more than 50,000 votes. Gallego has been leading all day. You do only have 63% in. Now, Carrie Lake is insisting she's still in this race. She's made multiple public statements. She's claiming she's still in this race. So we'll continue to watch that. But again, there's no real surprises here. The Democrats did really well in Maricopa County and in the areas that they normally win, Pima County as well. But again, what's strange when we look at these numbers, and Arizona is still probably the least number of votes have been counted in Arizona. I don't know why they can't figure out how to count votes in Arizona. Seems to be a problem they have in that state. But Trump does well. They're still counting even the presidential votes. I just don't understand. It's a bit of an anomaly why Trump could win Arizona or at least perform better than Lake. You'd think that would be a race that Trump could carry Lake across the finish line in. But as of right now, the numbers do not favor Carrie Lake. They
Well, the Democrat Party sees another potential Trump in her. She's really smart and very well spoken and a good looking woman on top of it. And so they're scared of smart, powerful women. I mean, let's get that straight.
Well, should Carrie Lake end up forfeiting this race and not contesting it, I think that she becomes the number one candidate to be Trump's press secretary. Quite frankly, they have a pretty good relationship. So let's zoom back out here. Let's take a look at the big board again. Republicans plus two in the Senate right now. I think it's fair to say, I mean, Nevada or Pennsylvania, let's just split the difference, Alex. If they get one of those, it's a 53 seats for the Republicans in the Senate. It looks like they are going to successfully overcome the deficit they had in Michigan and Arizona. I just haven't seen anything good that indicates that Carrie Lake will end up on top of that race. But she's saying they're still counting. She still seems to have faith. But it looks like, I'd say 53 will probably be the number at the end of the day. If we're lucky for the Republicans, it will be 54. So that's what's going on in the Senate for now, Alex.
What about the House?
All right, guys, let's pull up the house map. So I believe right now, if you would scroll up for me real quick, guys, so we can get a number total. I believe right now, I mean the total number of confirmed Republicans we have in the House. It should be up. There we go. So we're at 207. You need 218 for the majority. All right, 207. So, guys, let's scroll back down to the map here. Let's just try to go one by one as we're running out of time. If you go to Maine, I believe the Democrats have this one pretty much locked up. Yeah, okay, that Maine District 2, that's probably going to be a Democrat, so you're not getting anything there. Let's try to move fast here, guys. New York, not looking good there. It's a tight race, but probably going to go for the Democrats. Yeah, just keep going. Now, Maryland, this race is crazy in Maryland. Look at this split. We are talking about a couple hundred votes. You almost can't even believe it. So you could say this thing is still up in the air. Just a couple hundred votes separate the two. 85% in Maryland District 6. That's probably a toss-up, but I don't think we can count anything. Guys, I think there might be one more here that we missed. Yeah, okay, so Virginia District 7 not looking good. Let's continue to go down. Actually, this Pennsylvania district, I think the Republican had a lead here. Yeah, so it looks like, okay, so there's your 208. Again, unless shenanigans, I mean, you've got 99% in, Alex, so I don't know why. I don't know what we're waiting for. Let's pay attention to that. You're talking about 6,000 votes, 99% in. This should be done. So let's pay attention to that. That should be 208. Let's look at North Carolina here, guys. That's an unfortunate result right there for the Republicans. All right, let's continue to go down the list here. Florida locked up, all these other states. Hold on, we got one here in Ohio. That's an unfortunate result, but that one is tight. I mean, again, you're talking just a couple thousand votes there, but that one with 94% in, probably not going to flip. So you're looking for where can Republicans pick up these seats? Iowa, okay, now maybe you're thinking you're at 209. Even this one is tight. 99% in, though. I think you're probably looking at 209 at this point. Let's continue to roll down here, guys. Louisiana, that's going to go for the Democrats. Let's kind of try to move as fast as we can here now, guys. Let's look at Nebraska right here. That's looking good. Okay, so now you're looking at 210 if you're the Republicans. It looks like Flores is going to lose her race down there in Texas. That's unfortunate. Okay, so let's just keep going down the line here. Okay, you're not getting Colorado District 8. Okay, now you're looking at maybe 210 on your map here in Colorado District 3. That's an unfortunate result in Arizona. So, I mean, you're scrapping right now if you're the Republicans. Okay, now you're looking at 211. That looks like it's going to be a good result. Now let's look at California here, guys. Or did we go to Nevada yet? No, yeah, we did. Okay, so now let's go to California. I think that that's probably safe. You're at 212. Let's continue to go down here. Not going to get that. It looks like 213. Guys, go down. I think there's another district or two over here, too. Down here. Okay, let's just make sure, because these things are so choppy. I think we're at 213 now, though, Alex. All right, let's continue to go up this coast here. That one looks like a done deal. And then up here, that one, unfortunately, we can't get Joe Kenton. So, I mean, I don't know, Alex. This thing is looking, we should pick up Begich in Arkansas. Yes, yeah, so, or excuse me, in Alaska, pardon me. So this thing is tight. I mean, we're right on the razor's edge. The Republicans are going to be scrapping just to even draw even strength in the House. So we're going to continue to monitor these races as the numbers come in and some of these tight races that are literally split just by a couple hundred or a couple thousand votes. But it's really a strange thing to see that the Republicans might win the Senate and the White House and then lose in the House. Very strange thing to witness this. And the numbers are still coming in, Alex, but that might be the situation we're looking at in 24 hours.
So, and I'm looking at the mainstream media, they're not really even saying the Republicans could lose the House, and I'm not saying you're being a pessimist, but the the margin was still razor thin. The mainstream media is reporting that they might gain a few seats, but like you said last night, they've done this before. That makes us go to sleep, and then they can provide the ballots in the key areas. Then they'd be able to have all their fake investigations and derail a lot of Trump's economic agenda. That's not good. Are you saying it's looking like we might not get the House?
I'm saying the fight is still on. And when you look at some of these seats that flipped, they weren't expecting a seat in Texas. They weren't expecting a seat in Alabama. I don't think either, even in New York, where Trump overperformed. So, I mean, I think that there were some shockers here that ended up flipping. And I'm just saying this deal is tight. That's all I'm saying, Alex. Again, it's so much harder to deal with these House races because there's so many different ones. And it doesn't really act like the Senate, where usually the presidential candidate can carry the House candidate across the finish line. These are much more localized races. They usually have a more intimate relationship with the voters. And so this is more about ground game than it is necessarily about party politics. And so I think we're going to find out what happens here. But yeah, last night I thought for sure that the Republicans would maintain the House. But right now I'm saying there's still a lot of results that need to come in. It's hanging in the balance.
Yes, Politico is reporting GOP trifecta on the line with House control in limbo. The majority in the chamber is expected to be slim no matter who wins, meaning a call on House control could take days or weeks. So basically saying the same thing you're saying. And this, just came out, basically. So that's what we said last night. We need a decisive victory, and this has been happening a lot. They almost, in 2022, did this. This is just disgusting. We need the trifecta.
What's so strange, and again, this is something I think the Republicans really need to study for the future. It shows that Trump is more popular than some of these Senate candidates and some of these House candidates, right? I mean, so Trump is the one carrying the ticket. Trump is clearly the populist candidate. And so maybe they can look at some of these issues. Maybe they can look at some of the campaign strategies. But that's something the Republicans definitely need to look at. How is it that Donald Trump can't carry our Senate candidates across the finish line in these states, assuming everything is fair and equal?
Well, we know one of the big reasons, the Democrats are spending, 2-1? I mean, it's money.
Certainly could be money. And I also think that maybe the GOP and the RNC were so focused on Trump getting over the line that maybe they ignored some of these races that they should have been focused on. I mean, you shouldn't lose a House race in Alabama. I mean, you just straight up shouldn't lose that. And even in a state like New York, where Trump was outperforming other Republican candidates, you'd like to see your House candidates do better there as well. Guys, look at Iowa here real quick. You know, this is a situation, too, where you'd think you could do better than that in Iowa. And I don't like, here's what I don't like, Alex. I don't like 99% in. You're up by almost 1,000. I know it's razor thin. I just don't like that they haven't called it yet. That's why I'm sitting here today.
No, I understand what you're saying, and that's how it works. That's why all over the country, the Democrats say, we're going to count for days after, and we don't need postmarks, and we just pulled these out of our butt. And then they get caught doing it. And that's why it's so thin, because at first the Republicans ahead 20,000, 30,000, and then overnight, the next day, and magically, it goes away. It's always magic. You know, the trend lines change after everybody goes away. And then, you know, the Lucky Charms leprechaun comes along and just drops off the magic ballots. And you see the footage, even in 2020. In 2022, it's closed. We're not tabulating. Cover up the windows. Then the Republicans sue and get the footage, and they're cramming the same ballots over and over again in the machine. And then Giuliani talks about it, and they have a rigged trial, and he loses $80-something million dollars. When, I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely nuts. The good news is Everybody knows about the fraud, and there's more and more heat on it, Owen. And Trump has pledged when he gets into the White House that he's going to try to go to paper ballots. That is really paramount, isn't it?
It has to be done, and you have to get rid of mail-in voting. You have to have a nationwide mandate to purge the voter rolls of ineligible voters. I mean, really, it's probably five things you can do to really shore up the faith and the integrity of our elections. Guys, give me Northern Ohio here real quick, too. You know, this is another one. Again, it's so tight here. We're talking about just over 1,000 votes. It's so tight.
Owen, stay there. You're on in an hour and 5 minutes doing your show, but and we got General Flynn and a bunch of other folks coming up, and I've got to get to them dropping the charges, but then promising to bring more coming up. A lot of big developments there. Stay there. We'll do 5 more minutes with you. Then I'm going to get into all these clips I didn't get to, and the Democrats promising to launch the deep state on Trump, and that's their savior, admitting they're against the people. We've got people on CNN blaming black men and Hispanic men for being racist for Trump getting elected. I mean, it's crazy. That's all coming up next hour, jam-packed. Then Owen Schroyer, the War Room today. We'll go to break. Listen, InfoWars is up for sale on Tuesday. The bad guys say they're going to buy it. I don't know if we'll be here. I don't want to jinx it. I think it's still up in the air. I currently have a bad feeling. All I'm saying is you want to have all us on the air. You want us to continue on. You want us to continue to fight legally to stay on the air. I can do all this, no problem, if you just support us. Plus, we've got incredible supplements that will enrich your life. The ultimate CMOS, all the other great supplements. People have CMOS. People that know, oh, yeah, CMOS. It's full of iodine, full of all these incredible minerals and vitamins that are brought to you in a way in the CMOS that just it's the superfood. And there's so many other great supplements there, up to 55% off when you get 3 bottles. Amazing high-end and low-price probiotic, gut cleanse, the Hydro Force, that's also a vitamin-mineral fusion with the electrolytes. We've got the concentrated elderberry that's so good for your immune system, Sambucus. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And all the new Trump victory shirts, ball caps that are really kick-ass, especially the red ones. I mean, look at that hat. Look at that. I mean, that is amazing. It's all there. It's in stock, being made in Arkansas, shipping out to you, and it funds the operation. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and sign up for the VIP program as well and get $40 a month. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com, I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it, like saw palmetto, that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
As you can see, I'm not just MAGA, I'm Dark MAGA.
A few weeks ago when I saw Elon Musk in Pennsylvania with Trump at Butler, and he had that dark MAGA hat on, I said, we've got to have our own. And we've come out with it. Yeah, we can put one out that, you know, just says Make America Great Again, and that's available at thealexjonesstore.com. But I personally like this one, Murdered Out. It fits great, and it funds the InfoWar and supports President Trump. And if you don't like Murdered Out, we got it white on black. So get yours right now and a bunch of other great designs of hoodies and T-shirts and top-of-the-line supplements that all fund the Second American Revolution at thealexjonesstore.com. Let me show you a few more of these. Now that the FDA admits fluoride does lower your IQ and give you cancer and infertility, it's a great time to wear one of these beautiful hats, and it's a great way to start a conversation and warn people. Here's the classic Make America Great Again Murdered Out, and we've got the Save the Frogs, over 50 designs, all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it keeps us on air and it spreads the word. Please go to alexjonesstore.com and get your Patriot gear.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.